A day of tinkering. It started with a 7-hour local AI run. My local AI could be faster than what we pay for on the internet, especially now. It's very optimized. This leads me to conclude that only local AI can truly be smart when it comes to specific purposes. Whatever AGI is coming, it will have its own way. And with local AI, you can program every thinking step to perfection. My second afternoon AI run took 9 hours, possibly 10, and it proved to me that we can't program without AI. We just can't do it. When it comes to a large number of components, we are unable to rethink web component options, CSS variables, event names, and then update all the documentation to match. We can't do this. We can't do it. Not for 139 components in a single afternoon. No team should ever be put through this. The real soul crusher, however, is accessibility and internationalization. So, the devil is in the details. These are extra additions that no one ever thinks about, and they require just too much. Compared to AI that does it in 2 seconds, even the local one. We are dreamers and inventors. We are artists. We are not coding machines. Leave the coding to them. This current run that you may actually be able to hear in the background will take probably more than 12 hours, and it's being actively monitored by the world-leading AI. While I was waiting for results from the second run, I had a long nap and began work on a new programming language. Luxury programming language. This one does not have a code parser or a specific AST. To be honest, the final programming language was written long ago, and it is XML. Many people will laugh at this, they always do. But I always say, create a parser tokenizer for XML. And the incredible self-similarity that you will discover will teach you what XML really is. Even the world's most popular AI was confused about this. It created a wait element with attributes that still needed parsing. I said, no, that is not how we do it, my friend. XML is a super language. We put everything in a separate attribute. This way, everything's already parsed by XML, and XML is also our AST. AST means Abstract Syntax Tree. It maps the text code to a data structure. But if we accept that XML is a super language, the parsing and the AST is already done for us. AI is also changing how we program. We shouldn't really write imperative code that executes line by line. This is now the job for AI. We have to write code that declares how data flows, the pipe work. This is the declarative code. And again, it is unclear to most people, including professional programmers, that while your application is defined in a declarative language, the actual programming beneath is free to be written in any language or use any framework it sees fit. It's the perfect job for AI. We used to call this write once, run everywhere, but I think that was a broken promise until AI came around. The language is a success. The specification is actively being implemented right now as I speak. It's a very boring success, which is the glory that you want. But we need more than that. We also need declarative user interface components. Yes, right once run everywhere does play into this, but here the primary point is code readability. User interface code is traditionally a total mess. XML does make it beautiful and readable and editable, but you need a couple of layers of stuff here. But I gotta tell you, no matter how beautiful my web components, I would never dare to use them raw in HTML, mixed up, upside down, using all the different slots and names. That's not a good idea. Their code may be perfect, but they are still extremely needy, and XML cleans all of that right off. Finally, I began work on a new set of components, probably just about 25, not 60 like I did with audio and video, and you can see why there are so many of them. These are complex subjects. This set is for screenwriters. The application that uses them already has a finished specification too. What is, in my opinion, even more magnificent is that it uses a screenwriter world builder specific database. A database where it's not about spreadsheets or tables or even relational queries, but about characters, props, the passage of time. It almost sounds like programming a computer game. I call it the narrative operating system. AI is a first-class citizen here. It helps every step of the way, from integrity to adding ideas and filling out stories. The lesson of the day is that AI will absolutely do all your programming for you, and that it also should do your programming, because you will either slow it down or get stuck with a mountain of 2 years of to-dos. You can't do that to yourself. The AI will program 3 years worth of apps for you in a single afternoon. You will never do better than this. Today, all you need to bring to computer programming is ideas, and you are absolutely full of great ones. You just need to stop being scared of thinking big. It's a brand new age. Everything has changed. The rules are completely upside down. You have enormous power. You just need to learn how to talk to computers about programming applications, and you can fold years of programming into a single hour, and decades of man hours into a single afternoon.